New York State Assemblywoman Janet Dupree announced her retirement last week after a 41-year political career. The Republican from the 115th District served 10 years as a Clinton County legislator and 21 years as the county treasurer before being elected to the Assembly in 2006. In discussing her decision to retire, she tells us how she first entered politics 4 decades ago.
Originally, I got into politics because they came and asked my husband to run. And he chuckled and said, "She's the politician, ask her." The immediate response was, "A woman can't do this job." It was for the county legislator. We don't want a woman. And by the time that conversation ended, I was going to run. I will always feel that the Town of Peru Republican Committee had a lot of courage to endorsing me almost unanimously and encouraging me to go forward, and certainly supported me throughout that campaign. And, you know, the first night I was sworn in, I had one of my colleagues say to me, "You don't belong here. We don't want you here, and we will get rid of you in 2 years. As I complete my 41-year career, that did not work so well for them. And they came around, and it was an interesting beginning to what turned out to be a very long career.
Janet Dupree, you've held county legislative, county treasurer, and state assembly seats. How have the issues changed regionally and statewide in those 41 years?
41 years ago, we built a government center with federal funding. I think it was an early lesson for me in that when we get the opportunity to get that infusion of funding at a local level, at a state level, whatever it may be, put it in something that is a one-time investment. I certainly have watched the Adirondack Park Agency take birth and move on, and there's still issues that I have with them. And when I look at the economic development, it's phenomenal. I think the changes have for the most part, been good. I think certainly some of the drug issues we have is probably one of the scariest things I've dealt with.
As you look back on your career in the Assembly, what do you see as your highs and the biggest accomplishments?
Something that I will take with me into retirement that I will be so incredibly proud of was in March the ability to recognize the Corrections Emergency Response Teams, known as CERT, in the Assembly, who came here during the escape of the two inmates in June of 2015, who were boots on the ground. What a proud moment for me. And then the following week, I had the opportunity to also recognize with an Assembly resolution Major Chuck Guess and our hometown hero, Sergeant Jay Cook.
I find it interesting that when I asked you what your highlights were in the Assembly, that rather than focus on legislation that you've done or someplace that you went to, you focused on people that you've highlighted who have done something in the district.
That's the privilege of this position, is to be able to recognize people who do things well. I also will say that the autism insurance bill, which is legislation that has benefited thousands of families. One of the controversial issues, which I'm delighted I was on the right side of history, was the marriage equality bill. You know, I made that decision on the day of my husband and my 30th wedding anniversary and thought, what right do I have to deny someone else to be married to the person that he or she loves and to spend their lives together? And it became very clear to me then it was a civil rights issue. I was one of the deciding votes to make that happen, and I'm very proud of that.
Janet Dupree, when you announced that you would be retiring, you mentioned the main reason was because of problems with glaucoma. Did the ethics problems in Albany play any factor in that? And as you leave, how big is your concern about ethics in Albany?
Glaucoma was one of the reasons, certainly, and because of my concern about my nighttime driving. It is stabilized, and ethics was not a part of the decision. I would have liked to have stayed to see us really enact solid ethics legislation, and I'm really concerned it's not going to happen this year, which I think is just an absolute disgrace. And I also, when I look at someone to replace me, I really want someone that I know is got really high ethical standards.
Well, Janet, you mentioned whoever replaces you. We do have a Democrat and a Republican in the race right now. Are you going to throw your support towards anyone, or is there anybody specifically that you plan to support?
I will be supporting Sheriff Kevin Mulvihill. I know his work ethic. I know his ethical standards. I got to know him when he was a sergeant in the state police. I just have a tremendous respect for him. I believe that he has the same, will hold the same standards. Having said that, I have worked with Billy Jones. We continue to work together on issues that affect Franklin County. And we've had the discussion. You know, politics is politics.
And Mulverhill is Republican.
He's Republican, and he's an outstanding candidate as a Republican.
You said last Thursday that you were at peace with your decision. You still feel that way?
I do. I totally underestimated the response I would get in Albany. People on both sides of the aisle. It's been really emotional. The things that I will take with me are the friendships, the mutual respect, and the opportunity to have served thousands and thousands of people and to have helped hundreds, in fact, thousands of people that have come through this office that I've met outside of this office. I think I know I've made a lot of lives better because I've been here. What more could anybody want?
So far, Republican Kevin Mulverhill and Democrat D. Billy Jones are the only candidates seeking to replace Dupree. An extended conversation with Assemblywoman Janet Dupree is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.